from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Grenada's legal system still leaves three prisoners in limbo. Violent crime reaches worrying levels in Trinidad and Tobago, and the Queen prepares to pay a trip to Jamaica. I'm Emma Joseph, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Three prisoners who were told that they could be set free are today still sitting in jail in Grenada. Yesterday, a High Court judge, Justice Brian Alleen, ordered the release of the three men, all of whom were found guilty of being involved in the murder of Grenada's former Prime Minister, Maurice Bishop. But the government immediately sought a stay of execution. Luce Smith reports on today's developments from St. George's.
There has been an official reaction in Grenada to yesterday's decision by High Court Judge Brian Alleen, ordering forthwith the release of three of the 17 people jailed in 1986 for the murder of Maurice Bishop and others 3 years earlier. Keith Scotland, the attorney for the men, succeeded in getting Justice Alleen to agree that the continued detention of Andy Mitchell, Cosmas Richardson and Vincent Joseph was unconstitutional. They were part of the firing squad in the Fort Rupert killings on October 19, 1983. The ruling came against the background of a challenge to the sentence imposed on the men by then-trial Judge Dennis Byron. They had been sentenced to consecutive terms of imprisonment for manslaughter. Attorney Scotland contended that the Criminal Code of Grenada makes it illegal to impose consecutive sentences